is not true to say that it is only at the point of editing that biases start to creep in. They creep in from the moment of shooting. Why is the camera pointing in that direction rather than another direction? And if it's pointing in that direction, why isn't it wider or closer? Editorializing does not rest on what happens in the cutting room. It happens at all stages of production, from the moment you decide to do one story rather than another, talk to one person rather than another, go to one place rather than another. And it certainly exists when you turn the camera on and point it in one direction rather than another. Your choice of lens, the way you light things, all of those things have editorial possibilities. Where you put the camera, where you place the camera relative to your subject, are you looking up at them and making them powerful? Are you looking down and diminishing them? I mean, all of these things have profound editorial consequences. And then when you get into the cutting room, of course, there's all the material you'd use and the stuff you don't use. And this is, of course, now further enhanced because the ability to actually reframe material and all of those things seamlessly so they can't be detected at all. There's not even any negative left behind to show what you've done because you're working digitally. Those things are all capable of editorial. So I don't think that what happens on the location, I never thought it was of particular import in the sense of being a guarantor of truth. I don't think it ever could be, but it certainly can't be now.
So within editing, shot juxtaposition can have a marked effect. Roger and Me is an example. Now, I'm not saying that what Michael Moore did was wrong.
But he didn't do anything that was wrong. He's completely spurious.
But he was maligned by some for manipulating a timeline.
No, but that's right-wing bullshit. I mean, that's not worth commenting on. You know, the notion that people say they have some sort of deranged notion that, you know, films exist, documentaries exist in the same order they were shot is some crazed, lunatic idea that isn't worth commenting on. It's complete and absolute rubbish. It's not the way films are made. You know, nobody ever said that they were going to be put together in the right order. To attack Michael Moore, who gave Michael Moore's sin was to make a film attacking capitalism, which everybody loved. I mean, I was in a right-wing university in America at the time, and the kids were completely confounded. They thought it was a terrific film, and then they realized it was an absolutely unbridled attack on capital. You know, a very conservative institution. They were suffering from brain damage watching it, and this was a way of dealing with it. Oh, he lied about the time. No, the fact is they shut Flint down. You know, don't give me all this crap about timeline. There aren't any cars being made in Flint. And it doesn't matter whether he put Tuesday sequence before Wednesday or Wednesday sequence before Tuesdays. The fact of the matter is that the story was true. They closed Flint down. Now, there are other ways of attacking Michael Moore, simple-minded, bloody, bloody, blah, and all of that. But the basis of attacking him on the basis of timeline is just absolutely absurd. I mean, everything always distorts. You can always go back and redo it a different way, which would give a slightly different impression. You know, it's just inevitable. I mean, I don't think you can have these absolutes, frankly. I mean, you know, to actually say, oh, dear, can you, you know, is it possible to distort? The answer is, it's not possible, it's inevitable. And so live with it, smell the coffee.
Music choice. What do you feel about how music is used these days and in the past?
I mean, when it comes to actually adding extra diegetic, as the film theorists would say, material, I think you should be very sparing indeed, in one sense, but it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're making an essay film which is reflexive on, you know, trying to be poetic or it's trying to illustrate a historic subject or something like that, then that's fine. What's not acceptable is adding music to scenes which you've pretended to shoot like a fly on the wall.